Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for being part of my world. And thank you for the business. I appreciate you hanging out with me. It's just you and me still. I want to talk about the restart. And pretty much all across the country, people have been able to go back to work. I mean, there are some places that are still reverting. I think New York maybe. Some other places that are not as fast. Some companies are taking, they just self-imposing take longer. But I think most people are back, even salons. Apparently, I mean, who knew 6 months ago that they would be the ones that would take the most hit, the salons, the massage therapists, people like that. And the gyms are open again, I think. And yes, they're going to be new outbreaks. That's going to happen. But I think what's going to happen is we reopen and we see these outbreaks and we deal with them, this is going to be our experiment, our incubator, if you'll allow that term, our incubator for how we will handle the next thing. The COVID-25, as I mentioned, or COVID-21, as I mentioned earlier. How we handle the reopening of America, the reopening of their economy, the restart, how we handle that with the outbreaks that are going to be, I'm sure, that we already know are happening. Those practices that we take, that we use, are going to be our education for the next time. This is what I really want us to focus on. The enormity of the cost in so many dimensions of our lives has been too expensive, but we have paid the price. The check has been written and cashed. It's gone. That is gone. All we can do now is learn from what happened. What did we do right? What did we do wrong? We do more of the former and less of the latter. And in the restart, let's make sure that we don't just start up and not pay attention to what's going on. Let's make sure that we make notes. Let's remember in the restart, what did we do? How did we do different? As people got closer than 6 feet, did that increase the incidence of COVID? And I think that that if we'll do all that, we'll find a way to make sure that we never do this again. Now, in terms of the business's ability to restart and their ability to hang on, we're back now to survival, aren't we? Because even the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, that was essential, it was invaluable, it was so beneficial to so many people, because of the initial rules, a lot of people spent that money faster than they really needed to because they were kind of forced into it. Now the 8 weeks that we were told initially is now 24, all the way to the end of the month, basically the end of the year. But if you already spent that money, necessarily you forced it out by the instructions. Now what do you do? And that's where a lot of small businesses are left in the lurch a little bit there. If you haven't applied for the Paycheck Protection Program, there's still $120 billion available. Believe it or not, they didn't use it all. And guess what else? There are no lines. You can still get it. If you've been able to hold on this long and you have not applied for that, you can go to a community bank, go to your local community bank, even if you're not a member, even if you're not a customer of a community bank. I'm not going to send you anywhere else. I'm going to send you to a community bank. Go to that community bank Tell them I sent you. They might actually know me. That industry knows me pretty well. They know I'm one of their champions. Go to that community bank and say, I need your help. I haven't applied for a Paycheck Protection Program loan and hopefully to be a grant. I need to do that. Will you help me? Tell them that Jim Blasingame said you would. Say, Jim Blasingame told me that you would help me. So say that, those words. Use my name. And they will. I promise you. I've staked my reputation on that. I know these people. They will help you. And you, the good news, if you've been able to hang along on this long, the good news is you'll get the money if you qualify. There are a couple of qualifications you have to do. Even if you're a sole proprietor, even if you're just a party of one, a charmed quark, you'll get the money, and you'll get it. You'll get that money under the new rules. The new rules about the ratio of payroll to expenses, the new rules about how long you've got to disperse the money. So congratulations to you, but be sure to do that. The money is there waiting on you. Now the question is, will there be another round of money? That's what's being debated right now for people who've already gotten the Paycheck Protection Program, and they might be in, there may be another round of funding coming from the government. A lot of debate about that. My money is on there not being another one. Time will tell. The next 30, 60 days will tell with regard to how well things get restarted. We're going to know a whole lot more about the robustness, the fundamental strength of the economy in the next 60 to 90 days. It's almost 9 after. I'm sorry, almost 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. On the wrong side of the clock, sometimes I am. I'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.